What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hogshead and things like that?
Sauce meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And how about the same thing in the middle of a peach?
We call them seed or stone, either one.
Okay. Seed or stone. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
I didn't get that one.
A peach whose meat sticks to the seed.
Well, that's a peach that ain't no open stone to it. You have to peel it and cut it off in the stone.
Well, now, you call the ones that come free open stones,
uh-huh.
Don't you?
Yeah.
And do you have a particular name for the ones that stick? Okay.
You just have to peel them and cut the meat out of them.
Well, have you ever heard them called hard peach or plum peach, pressed peach, cling peach?
Oh, yeah.
Peach.
Yeah.
Cling?
That's what we call it up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
White beans.
You mean?
Beans.
Beans?
Yeah, that don't have to be shelled.
Green beans.
Okay.
That's the first beans we have in sometime out of the garden.
Well, what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
We call them shell beans.
Okay. And what are some different kinds of shell beans?
Well, different kind?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we call them soup beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roast ears.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Ground squirrel.
Okay. Have you ever heard those called chipmunks or grinnies?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got them in this country.
Chipmunks.
But these here little ground squirrels, we don't call them chipmunks.
Oh, they're different things then?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they're different.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, is the chipmunk the little brown one with a little black stripe on him?
Yeah.
Well, then what does a ground squirrel look like?
He's
a gray squirrel.
He likes a gray squirrel, but he's smaller,
people don't eat him.
They don't eat ground squirrels.
Do they eat chipmunks? But they eat the tree squirrels.
No, the tree squirrels what we eat. We don't
gray squirrels.
Gray squirrels what we eat. We don't eat no chipmunks and nothing like
well,
that.
Well, now, where do ground squirrels live?
Out in the ground, in the woods.
They dig holes?
Sure.
Potter stuff.
You go out in the woods. In the
well, I always thought a chipmunk and a ground squirrel are the same thing.
Mm-mm.
No.
Uh-huh.
One of them's a bird and nothing. She's got four legs. That's the devil.
What?
One of them's a bird and the next one's got four legs. It's like a gray squirrel.
Uh-huh.
The ground squirrel's got four legs too.
Uh-huh.
And well, if you take a chipmunk, it ain't got two legs.
Yeah, okay.
That's a bird, chipmunk.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
We call them Pacific cats or pole cats, either one.
Now, is there a difference between those, or are they the same thing?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Okay.
And a lot of them call them skunks.
Okay. What do you call the little thing that's about, a little animal, creature, that's about that big around and it hops along the ground and lives near
grasshopper.
Water?
Grasshopper.
No, this one lives near water. You hear them at night sometimes.
Toad frogs.
Okay.
Bullfrogs,
you mean?
And bullfrogs, too.
Well, now, what's the difference between those?
A lot. You can eat a bullfrog, but you can't eat a toad frog.
Well, now, is a bullfrog the one that lives near the water?
No.
Yeah.
Bullfrog
near
the water. Yeah, around the lakes, I'm not going to roar.
I've eaten many of them.
I have too.
I never had any of those either.
You'll
try. They got some of the finest legs on them.
Do you eat the whole thing or just the legs?
Just the back legs.
Just back legs.